Hello, everybody. I hope you are all well. I am also very well. I had a very beautiful day, long but beautiful. And I am recording now after resting a bit. I'm recording on a Friday evening at night. It is now 5 past 11 p.m. I have to do this now because I committed to releasing on Saturday, and for as long as I'm able to, I'm going to release on a Saturday. So I know already that my day tomorrow on Saturday is going to be hectic. It's packed. I will not have the time to do this. So I'm doing it on a Friday evening, so that maybe then the edits can be done in the morning and then be released somewhere during the course of the day. But thank you all so much for joining me again on Self-Reacquaintance. We are still on this journey. So last week's episode sparked so much conversation among many different people. And that is truly what I wanted to do. It is my desire to get us thinking and talking, as well as helping each other navigate some of life's common challenges. You know, to share different perspectives, so on and so on. So thank you. Thank you for the love, the hugs, the messages, the encouragement. Thank you. I appreciate all of you. Someone also even said, not last week, that from that other week's episode, someone was saying, I'm now their favorite celebrant. that touched me. We laughed about it, but it actually, you know, so that's how you look at me now. Okay. Yeah. But it made me feel, good. And, I'm like, so we are there already, but I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm not complaining. I love it. And I just love you, all of you. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for always being there, you know, for me to bounce off some ideas that I may have, and just giving me the time and the ear, listening, you know. Thank you. So I am your host, Zanele Mguni, and today's episode is about one of the few reasons why we started this podcast. In the first episode, I mentioned how we sometimes forget who we are and neglect ourselves because of the many cares of this world and many responsibilities that we have. Therefore, today we are talking about figuring out who we are beyond our titles, beyond our roles and responsibilities. I want you to ask yourself questions as we go through this episode. Just reflect deeply and ask yourself specific questions. I have some of the questions towards the end that I will share that can help you start on this process or journey of getting to know yourself outside of the roles that you play in different people's lives, outside of the responsibilities, like, you know, that you have of being a mom and. So I will have questions, then you can maybe build on that. But that is what we are essentially talking about today. Now, if you are anything like me, describing yourself can sometimes come down to just listing what you do instead of describing who you are, describing yourself. So I am many things. I am a mom. I am a wife. I am a career woman. I am a sister. I am a daughter. I'm now recently also a businesswoman, and so on and so on. All in the name of trying to describe myself, my true self, the true Zanele. But that's not who I am at my core. So today I want us to really sit with this idea of identity, strip away the roles and responsibilities and ask, who am I really? I feel like this exercise should have been done physically, you know, face to face, in a room with people, so that we discuss this and get feedback in real time, to hear people's thoughts ukuthi who are you, you know? Who am I? So somehow I have different responses to this question, depending on who is asking and where I am at that moment. For example, just to give you an example, I think with formal settings such as job interviews and other things, I do a better job of attempting to describe myself, because I also talk about my skill sets, I talk about my experiences and my expertise, you know. So I think I do better, and I think that is at least good, but good is not necessarily comprehensive. So good does not cover all areas. There are areas that I definitely leave out because it is a formal setting and I'm thinking there are things I should not be mentioning. That was the first example. But the second example is when I'm asked, like in a social setting outside of work and other formal settings. So socially, here I'll talk about my responsibilities and the role I play in different people's lives. Like I mentioned earlier, being a mom, being a wife, being a daughter, all those things. But I hardly talk about who I am. And it is a question that is asked a lot, but I think so many of us have a hard time answering it, including me. We just have a hard time to answer it the way we are supposed to be answering it. Like the question of, tell me about yourself. I mean, what do you say? How do you describe yourself? I would have loved to hear your responses now, immediately, so that while we continue with the conversation, at least I already have your responses in mind, you know? It would have been so nice. Maybe it is time to invite people to my podcast. Maybe it is time to have conversations, you know, and not just me talking. But I'm not sure if we are there yet. But I think maybe it is time. Like this episode really required me to be with other people. But anyway, we move. I was listening to some interview, and this interviewer was saying, you need to learn to ask yourself this question. I was surprised, or I don't know which word to use here, whether to say I was surprised or, yeah, just taken aback, because when they said, describe yourself outside of that, after the respondent, the person who was responding, just listed the many things that they are doing, the roles that they are playing. The interviewer said, you need to learn to describe yourself outside of that. And I was like, okay, what does that even mean? And it hit me. I had not thought about myself in any way that didn't involve my roles, the roles that I play. This is a common and unfortunately not the right way, the correct way of doing it. It is very common that we don't know how to do it, you know? We don't truly describe the essence of who we are. We tend to only touch or scratch the surface. So I found myself stuck in this loop of defining myself by things that could change. My relationships, my job, even my achievements. And I started to wonder if I had lost touch with who I truly was. Have you ever felt like that? Like you've been playing a role for so long, you can't even remember what you liked or what mattered to you before all the responsibilities, all the growing up, you know? Before that, you know, when we were still young and we didn't have so many cares or worries, but we had this dream of growing up, we would say, yo, I wish I can have my own house. I wish I can have my own car, have my own office, have my own. I just want to be a grown up. And then you grow up and then usually things don't go the way you were dreaming they would. Sometimes they go even better. Sometimes not so great. But then you grow up and you now want to go back to being a child. You are like, I don't think I signed up for this type of growing up. I wanted a different kind. But it doesn't work like that. In any case, I feel like I've been playing a role, and like actor, you know, actor is like a movie. It's a role. It's roles that I'm playing, but outside of my true self. It's so easy to get wrapped up in the labels we wear every day. Wife, mother, manager, student. But those labels, as important as they are, they don't tell the whole story of who you are. I think I've said this repetitively. I've said it, and I'm saying it. But I think I'm just trying to emphasize and just drive the message home. So there is definitely certain comfort and safety in being able to label yourself. You know, it gives you structure, a place to belong. You know that you belong here. But what happens when those roles shift? Or what happens when they change? Or when you are no longer identified by those titles? I mean, I have seen so many people struggle with this. For instance, they retire from a job that they have held for years, or their children leave their home, and suddenly they don't know who they are anymore. They don't know how or what to do with their lives or to enjoy life. They get stuck in this limbo, and they don't have the confidence required to try something new, to evolve, to pivot, and start doing other things that maybe previously you probably didn't even have time to think about or time to do. Like, for example, if you have retired, maybe you can start gardening. Maybe you did not have the time to garden, to do your garden, because you were just too busy. So now you have to learn to do this new thing to keep yourself busy. Because also gardening, for those who garden and not me, they say it's very therapeutic. So I think those are things we should tap into, so that we discover our likes and dislikes and what makes us feel at peace, what makes us feel alive. But that is just one example. Because really, it is not nice. It is not a nice feeling. I mean, feeling lost, feeling like you don't have identity. And it got me thinking long and hard, this question that interviewer was asking. It got me thinking, why do we do this to ourselves? As people, why do we do this? Why do we tie our worth and our identity to things that we know aren't really permanent? So the podcast is about self-reacquaintance. And I believe the key to truly reacquainting ourselves is learning to ask better questions. I think we are not asking the right questions. That is why we are stuck here, in a place where we are not able to explain or describe who we are. Instead of asking yourself, what do I do? We should start maybe asking ourselves, what makes me feel alive? For me, it was about rediscovering those things. These little things that bring me joy and fulfillment outside of my roles. Things like taking long drives. I love driving alone, on a highway especially, while also listening to good music or a good podcast, or just praying, but just being on the road alone. I love that. For me, that is healing. It's therapeutic. I also love just sitting quietly with my thoughts. I see so many things on the socials where they say, Introverts can stay alone at home. Introverts, I'm not at all an introvert. Okay, I'm not an introvert. I mean, I identify as an ambivert. I have a bit of both characteristics, the characteristics of an extrovert as well as the characteristics of an introvert. So while I love being with people, and I'm okay, I interact with people, but I get drained from spending too much time with people. It drains me. Then I have to go back to my corner alone and sit there to recharge so that I'm able to go back out again to be that person that I'm supposed to be, I guess. So I have the characteristics of both. I'm not an introvert. I am not an extrovert. It depends on who you are. Some people think I'm very quiet. I don't even talk. They don't know my voice. But other people say you talk too much. And I think I talk too much. But it depends on who you are to me. For some people, that is a side they will never know. But for some, I guess I'm comfortable enough to be that person, I guess. I don't know. But so I love, I appreciate the time that I get to spend alone, quietly with my thoughts at home, you know, or to go on a solo date. You know, solo dates are beautiful. Just go on your solo date. And if you are feeling uncomfortable and you think maybe people will start approaching you and wanting to talk to you, maybe put on your headphones. Put on your headphones. That way no one talks to you. And just sit there on your solo date and read a book or catch up on a series, maybe on your phone or your tablet or whatever. And just spend that time alone. So there are many things, simple things that one can do. Also, I am proud to announce that I have gone back to reading. Mm-hmm. I think I deserve a round of applause. I have gone back to reading after being lazy, so lazy to read for such a long time. Or perhaps I wasn't lazy, I was just tired of reading. I think there was a time where I read so much because I read every day, literally. My job is about that. So I think I got tired at some point and I just stopped reading. But I've gone back. And I am excited about it. And to motivate myself, I decided not to read what I already have. I have different materials, but I decided not to start there. So I got two new books and I'm excited to dive into these books and just read them. And I'm so excited. I just haven't had the time. They were delivered to me, I think, on Wednesday. I haven't had the time to read them, but I'm definitely going to be starting. And I'm excited for that also, to just give my reviews and just to see what I'm getting from the books. And the most exciting part is that they were recently released, so they are fresh and new, and they are South African authored books. Yes, because I love supporting local. They are authored by young ladies in South Africa, and I'm ready to start. So I used to enjoy this a lot, but life got in the way. It does that sometimes, unfortunately. Life gets in the way, right? And now I'm going back to everything. I mean everything that makes me feel alive. And I'm going to do everything. That is why people are like now asking, where is this now, this sudden urge to do ABC coming from? What happened? And I'm like, I'm going back. I'm going back to things that I either put on hold, things that I was procrastinating, things that I, you know, for whatever reason, I stopped doing. I'm going back. Things that I know made me happy. So going back to the podcast, realizing that I was not fully living. Because it took that. It took me realizing that I was not fully living and that I was just stuck in this, in a monotonous routine. You know, the same. You wake up, ABC, sleep, wake up, ABC. Like the same repetition, dull repetition. And to some extent, I think I still am in that. Well, there are things that bring me so much joy, and that is my family. They bring me so much joy. So that is one role I will not trade for anything. And another thing, I'm also blessed to be doing the job that I'm doing, working with the people that I'm working with. I am blessed. So for me, my working environment is the best. The job that I'm doing, the best. I feel I'm making impact. I like it. But what I'm trying to say is that it has become a safe space for me. I was not risking anything. It was a routine, same old, like the same routine of waking up, going to work, coming back from work, fetching the kids, coming home, preparing, you know, it's the same. So while it is fulfilling, it is just a repetition of the same thing to a point where you're like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Because I know deep in my heart, I should be doing something more. So realizing that I wasn't living was not comfortable. It was not easy. It was not a comfortable feeling at all. In fact, the hardest part was giving myself the permission to let go of these roles for just a minute, to let go of the roles that I'm playing and to just learn to focus on me and just be selfish with my time, just be selfish and just be about me, you know, and learning to be okay with not having all the answers now, because I believe that answers eventually come. They eventually do come. So I don't need to rush myself or put pressure on myself to know now what needs to happen, you know? So this is something I want to encourage you to do today. Take a step back and ask yourself, what brings me joy? What are the things that define me that no one can take away from me, regardless of the roles I play? I found this simple, easy questions on Instagram. I just forgot the page. I wrote the questions down. I forgot to write the page, but I'm going to go look for it. And by the time I post, I think I'm going to put the link or the name of the page on the description of this episode, because I just want to share that. I didn't look at the rest of it. It just popped, you know, it just appeared on my feed. Is it my feed? I don't know this language. But anyway, it appeared while I was scrolling and I found it. I'm not even following. I wasn't following. And now I am, but I wasn't. And I'll just check what the name is. So they have these questions that are supposed to show you who you are. So before I give you this question, so please think and reflect on the questions, because your answers on who you truly are may be here. So there were many questions. I think there were about 12. I'm going to skip some of them. But I just want to share them because I'm excited about them. And I am also going through them just so that, you know, we move together. What activities make you lose track of time? You need to go back to that. You remember earlier I mentioned something about going back to things that I used to do and made me happy when I was young and. This is it. What are the things, the activities that make you lose track? So here we have to reflect about the things that bring us joy and make us forget about the world around us for just that moment when you are doing it. Go back to doing that. And then another question, what would you do if money was not an issue? So if you did not have financial constraints, what would be your passions? Are your current passions your really true passions, or are they your passions because you are limited to the finances that you have? Another question, what are you naturally good at? Here you consider your skills and talents that come easily. You know, those ones that you don't have to work so hard for, they just come easily to you. Another question, what values do you prioritize in life? So these are principles that guide your decisions, your actions, what you truly stand for, those things. What are they? Another question, what fears are holding you back? What are your fears that are stopping you from, for example, fulfilling your potential? And then, how would you like to be remembered by others, especially when you're gone? How would you like to be remembered? So think about the qualities, your actions, and the impact you want others to remember you by. How do you, another question, contribute to the world? What kind of positive impact or legacy do you want to leave behind? Mabatizanele, what should be the first thing they remember? What positive impact do you want to make? And what do people often come to you for advice about? I liked this one. So what do people often come to you for advice about? Try to think and recognize the areas where others value your input, you know, because then that means it is where you are strong. That is your strength. I tried to summarize what the questions were. I think going to the actual page, it may help, because maybe I'm also not saying them the right way. I don't know. But these are essentially the questions. So I skipped some of them, but go through all of them, please. And just write them down. Maybe write the answers down. You remember that journal? The journal we were talking about? Maybe write them down. Or maybe record yourself while you're responding. Maybe ask yourself and record yourself for the responses if you are not the writing type of a person. So in addition to those very important questions, I like them, but in addition to them, other steps that may help that are also helping me greatly as I'm on this journey as well, is that I try to start with curiosity and not answers. I don't rush to the answers. I start with curiosity. Using the questions that we just read now. So ask yourself questions like, what did I love to do when I was younger? You know, that's curiosity. You're trying to remind yourself, what activities make me lose track of time? That is a good one also. Because maybe it's something you do, but you don't pay attention to. So now you are going to sit down and actually think about it. These are some of the questions that you may use just to start there. You don't start with who you are. You don't start by wanting to have the answer immediately. You start by asking yourself those right questions. And then again, I try to do things that have nothing to do with my existing roles. This one is tough, but it is so rewarding. Find something you can do just for the joy of it, you know. You do not with some intended outcome or whatever. You're just doing it because you want to do it. without attaching any outcome to it. I mentioned earlier what I like doing, the driving part, the spending time alone, and now also venturing into new spaces, you know, and doing what I love and just doing it. I think that is another step that you can employ. I am also learning to be okay not knowing right away, like I mentioned. Be okay with not having control and not having all the answers right now. There's this pressure to figure it all out immediately now. But this is a journey, not a destination. So give yourself grace to explore without rushing for answers. There's a new podcast. I'm not sure how new it is. I think they started in 2023, but I recently discovered it. It is not super professional. You know, it is authentic. They're just themselves. It's a wife and a husband having these conversations about slow living. It is called Slow, and it is about those things that take time to grow, the slow living. And it resonates so much with me. They talk about these things that take time to grow and that we need to learn to be okay with not knowing and just enjoying the journey that is taking us there, whatever or wherever there is, you know, without knowing where it is. So we are uncovering layers that have been built up over years, and that will take time. So accept that. Another one, it may also help to connect with others who are on the same journey. This is another reason for starting the podcast for me. It was to connect with a community of like-minded people, people who are on the same journey. Because sometimes sharing this process with others who are also seeking to reconnect with their core selves can be incredibly helpful. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to start a podcast, but maybe you should, maybe. Get new friends. I don't know. You can do it whichever way works for you, but find a group of people who are on the same journey as you are. Apologies about that. It's now going to 12. So yeah, we are done. So as we wrap up today, I want to remind you that discovering who you are outside of your title is not about rejecting those roles. It's about realizing that you are so much more than just a mom or a wife or a director. You are not defined by a single title or a role, no matter how important it might be. You are not defined by a role. So note that you are dynamic. You are worthy of exploration. You are multifaceted. And you are so much more. I am on this journey too, so don't think for a second that I have it all figured out. But I can tell you this, each small step you take toward understanding yourself outside of those labels is a step toward true self-reacquaintance. Thank you for joining me today on this episode. I hope something resonated with you and that you leave this conversation feeling inspired to start asking yourself big questions. Until next time, stay curious about who you are, and remember, you are more than just your titles. Bye.